call the May 17th Board of Water and Natural Resources meeting to order. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Here.
Bernhardt?
Here.
Gunnert?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Newman?
I think, I don't know if you said Newman. Newman is here.
Sobel?
Here. Take a look at the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda today?
No changes, Chairman.
All right, I need to back up. I'd like to welcome everyone to participating in today's meeting. Listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones only when speaking. The meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. Public comment period. Hearing no comments, we'll move on to item number 4, June board meeting.
Chairman, we also have item 11 for a June board meeting, so we'll skip this one and talk about it at the end of the meeting.
Well, jumping on to amendments to the 2019-2021 drinking water intended use plans. Andy.
Chairman Soholt, members of the board, we have a couple drinking water intended use plan amendments in front of you today. We'll first start with the 2019 intended use drinking water SRF intended use plans, and then I'll do the 2021, and we'll do a motion after I present each one for the changes. The federal fiscal year 2019 drinking water SRF intended use plan was approved by the Board of Water and Natural Resources in November of 2018. Was amended in March, June, and September of 2019, along with in March of 2020 and June of 2021. It's been around for a little while. The state program management set aside, which is part of the 2019 capitalization grant, allows for up to 10% of the grant to be used to assist in funding what is known as the Public Water System Supervision Program. In DANR, we know this as the Drinking Water Regulatory Program. The department originally reserved $600,000 to assist in funding the drinking water program and the regulatory activities. It's been determined that this was more than necessary, and the grant period is nearing completion. The funds will be transferred back to the loan fund and expended for eligible projects. This amendment to the IUP will allow the department to meet the spend down goals established by EPA. Additional funds were allocated as part of the 2020 capitalization grant, and there are sufficient funds to provide for operational and regulatory expenses of the drinking water program in the upcoming year through that grant. On the title page is the narrative section of the intended use plan that would be changed related to the state program management set aside. Again, originally lists $600,000 allocated for that. We would add a paragraph at the end, which is on page 2, that says to comply with unliquidated obligation and spend down requirements and allow grant closeout up to $425,000 in excess state program management funds from the 2019 capitalization grant will be transferred back to the loan fund. If there are questions, I would try and answer them. If not, I would ask the board to approve the amendment to the 2019 drinking water SRF intended use plan.
So moved, Gunnert. Second, Adam.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhardt?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye. Motion carried.
All right, we'll move on to the 2021 drinking water SRF intended use plan. This was approved by the Board of Water and Natural Resources in November of 2020 and amended in March, June, and September of 2021. Another set aside, this is the local assistance and other state programs set aside in the 2021 capitalization grant. This allows for 15% of the grant to be used to assist development and implementation of local drinking water protection activities. Historically, funds from this set aside have been used to conduct energy audits, as well as to help small systems that receive an SRF loan to complete their capacity assessment and improve their technical, managerial, and financial capacity. The board has a contract with Midwest Assistance Program, or MAP, to assist communities in completing their required capacity assessment and technical, managerial, and financial capacity. The amount reserved from the 2021 local assistance set aside was $75,000 for this work. As the board is aware, we've had an unprecedented number of drinking water funding applications this year compared to anything that was done historically. MAP will fully utilize this entire $75,000 amount, and we need additional funds to continue this important part of having our drinking water SRF loans approved. We do have sufficient expenditure authority available through the DANR budget for these increased amounts. However, the capitalization grant levels of funding need to be amended to request that additional set of side funds be allocated. We are proposing to allocate an additional $50,000 to the local assistance set aside to be able to fully reimburse MAP for the services they provide. Again, on page three of the title page shows the changes in the narrative section of the IUP that would be made. Very simple, up towards the top, striking the $75,000 and adjusting up to $125,000. And then down in the bottom paragraph, removing a statement regarding prior year's allocations of funds that remain because those have been expended at this time. So with that, again, answer any questions you may have and ask for approval of the proposed amendments to the 2021 Drinking Water SRF Intended Use Plan.
One question.
Yes.
The contractor Midwest Assistance.
Correct.
Guys in Mitchell, you're going to get an initial $50,000?
So our contract amount, we have sufficient funds in. They only get paid for the work they perform on an hourly basis. And yes, they would get, we would be due them an extra $50,000 based on the hours of work that they have been putting in for us.
Okay, thank you.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Move approval, Adam.
Second, Bernhard.
And a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Binner.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Sohol.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number six. Please continue, sir.
All right. We're going to start off real briefly, just giving the board kind of an update of where we were at available fund-wise related to subsidy. Drew's getting that up on the screen. There we go. Obviously, the big dollar amount out there was the $600 million of American Rescue Plan Act grant funds. In April, the board awarded $406,365,607. You will see a reversion listed there. We'll discuss that later on the Del Rapids item. It's more of a in-out process of funds. So remaining, little over $196 million of ARPA funding. The Consolidated Water Facilities Construction Program has just under $1.46 million remaining. And as of right now, we have not penciled in anything for drinking water or clean water principal forgiveness. We just heard in the last week from EPA what our base 2022 allotment amounts will be. And we'll probably be back in June with some actual numbers to start inputting into these. We'll have to see about awarding funds from those, timing with the new bill money amendments to IUPs and stuff. We may have to push back a little bit on that, just on timing wise. The Clean Water SRF Water Quality Grants, again, no balance there because we have allocated all those funds. So that's where we're at standing going into this meeting. And now I will move on to item six, which is the prior 2021 funded projects. During the 2022 legislative session, as you all know, Senate Bill 62 was passed, which appropriated $600 million of American Rescue Plan Act funds for water and sewer infrastructure. In the approved distribution criteria, projects that receive funding in calendar year 2021 that would have received grant funds through the ARPA criteria in excess of the amount that was awarded and have eligible costs remaining for reimbursement were contacted to submit requests for consideration of these funds. This was part of our discussion throughout the funding process and a way of going back to those projects in 2021 that one, have seen some significant cost escalation and weren't under construction, and two, if they had, you know, when the ARPA funding was passed was March 3rd of 2021, so the funding was given to the state kind of prior to them getting funding from us. So we had all along intended to go back and provide some additional funding towards those projects that had not received funding in excess of kind of where those ARPA limitations are. So you will see some projects here that the dollar amounts might not sound quite like 30%. That's because maybe they got 20% grant last year and we're bringing them up that extra 10% to the remaining 30. Situations like that to kind of put them in line with where they would have been. So the projects listed on the agenda are those that we received request letters from after contacting them. We'll start right in with Canastota, which has both a clean water and a drinking water request. On June 24th, 2021, the city of Canastota was awarded a $1,758,000 clean water SRF loan and a $667,000 drinking water SRF loan. These projects were to make sanitary, storm, and drinking water pipe improvements in a portion of the community. This is for two separate projects and grants. We will need two board actions for approval of both recommendations. The first staff recommendation would be to award a $256,966 ARPA grant for the drinking water improvements project. And the second recommendation is to award a $584,267 ARPA grant for the sanitary and storm sewer improvements project. I don't know if we have any representatives from Castlewood, you know, some of the Canastota. I moved right on to the next one. On the line, if there is any from Castlewood, please take this up. Wow. I really want to get to Castlewood. Sorry, Canastota. Canastota, if you're on the line, now is your chance. And we may not have some of these applicants out here either, so.
We're looking for a recommendation for the drinking water part to start with.
Correct.
We have a motion.
So move, Gennert. Second, Adam.
We have a motion. We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gennert.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Soho.
Aye. Motion carried. Now we're looking to follow staff recommendation on the sanitary sewer side.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Gennert.
A motion been made and seconded. Is there any additional comments or discussion? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gennert.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Soho.
Aye. Motion carried.
Now we will move on to Castlewood. On March 25th, 2021, the town of Castlewood was awarded an $800,000 drinking water state revolving fund loan. This project was to make improvements to its distribution system and rehabilitate the water tower. Staff recommendation is to award a $354,627 ARPA grant for the drinking water improvements project. If there's anybody on the line from Castlewood, you may speak now.
This is Greg Jorgensen with Banner Associates. I am not the designer on the project. I know he's locked up in another meeting, and I was thinking the city of Castlewood was planning on calling in, but I think they got their hands full right now. So with that, I guess I could try to answer any questions you have or relay them on to the design engineer afterwards.
I have a question. I didn't quite understand what you said on the amount of money.
Yes.
Say it again, please.
Sure, certainly. 300, so the ARPA grant would be $354,627.
Okay. We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation with this phase of the project.
Move approval, Adam.
Second, Newman.
We have a motion and second. Is there any additional comment, question, or discussion?
I'm still being
Mr. Chairman Jones, abstained.
In here it says that they be considered for $240,000 in ARPA funds, and additionally they pledge $114,000 in change for local ARPA funds. Is that the total together?
Total together.
Okay,
yes.
So it's 300 and whatever.
54. Yep.
Okay.
That is
that's
correct.
Where that
yes. A few of them wrote their letters just a little bit differently, and it has that kind of needing to combine it.
And that's strictly for the water side of everything. Is that correct?
Correct. Castlewood did not have a wastewater request in front of us.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, Jones will abstain. Jones will abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Noted. Thank you. All in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhardt.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Newman.
Vitz. Aye.
Sohold.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank
you. We'll move on to Crooks. On June 24th, 2021, City of Crooks was awarded a $1,173,000 Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan and a $650,000 consolidated grant. Project was for a new lift station and sanitary sewer expansion. Staff recommendation is to award a $161,763 ARPA grant for the sanitary sewer improvements project. If there is anybody on the line from Crooks, now is your chance to speak.
This is Trent Bruce with DGR Engineering, and I just want to say thanks for your consideration for the additional ARPA funding for this project. It's much needed for the continued growth and development of the Crooks community and relationship to their sanitary sewer needs. Thank you.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation with the sanitary sewer project.
So moved, Jones.
Second, Gunnert.
Motion is made and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
This is on the sewer side of everything, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, for $161,000 and change. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional comment, question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhardt.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Oh.
Aye. Motion carries.
Our next application is from Custer. On March 25th, 2021, City of Custer was awarded a $1,539,000 Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan and has also received a $336,600 federal storm and sanitary sewer overflow grant for the project. This project is to upgrade and expand capacity of its wastewater treatment facility and force main. Staff recommendation is to award a $125,100 ARPA grant for the wastewater treatment improvements project. If there's anybody on the line from Custer, now would be your chance to speak.
Thanks, Andy. Trent Bruce with DGR Engineering. Again, on behalf of the City of Custer, thank you for your consideration for the additional funding associated with this project, and be available for any questions that you may have about the project.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So move, Adam.
Second, Bernhardt.
A motion has been made and seconded. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhardt.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Soho.
Aye. Motion carried.
Our next request is from Groton. On March 25th, 2021, The city of Groton was awarded a $1,326,000 drinking water state revolving fund loan. This project was to make water main improvements throughout the distribution system. Staff recommendation is to award a $664,547 ARPA grant for the drinking water improvements project. If there's anybody on the line from Groton, now would be your chance to speak.
This is Doug, finance officer from Groton. This would be really nice to have or really helpful to use for the city of Groton to help, get our water system moving along, progressing a little bit further from what it was prior, and a lot for possibly some more housing and to benefit our current residents. And that would be it on our end. Thank you.
Thank you for being available today. Do we have a motion to follow?
You're welcome.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Gennard.
Jones.
It's been a motion made and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhardt.
Aye.
Gennard.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Oh.
Aye. Motion carried.
Our next request is from Joint Wellfield Incorporated. On March 25th, 2021, Joint Wellfield was awarded a $5,523,000 drinking water state revolving fund loan. This project was to make water treatment plant improvements. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,656,900 ARPA grant for the drinking water improvements project. If there is anybody on the line from Joint Wellfield that would like to speak, now is your chance.
Good afternoon, everybody. Patrick Deering with EGR Engineering. Also have Steve Wiltz, manager of the Joint Wellfield, online here. We are one of the projects that Andy mentioned that had a cost escalation between planning and actual bidding out of this project. So we're really appreciative of the consideration you're giving for the projects that were ahead of the, or a little bit different timing of the ARPA funds. So, and your consideration of extending that out to everybody. So we're available to answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you for being available today. Do I have a motion to follow staff recommendation for the water treatment plant improvement?
So move, Adam.
Second, Bernhard.
I've had a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question?
Yes, to the young man. What is the combination of water systems here? Isn't Joint Well?
So this is, the Joint Wellfield provides water to both the Brookings Dual Rural Water System and Kingbrook Rural Water System. It's a dual water source, and Brookings Dual operates the source for the two systems. And so there's what the improvement is they're adding a high service pump room. So that new high service pumps will pump water over to the Kingbrook side, and the Brookings Dual existing plant high service pump room will pump water over to the Brookings Dual side. So we're expanding the capacity for both systems, and we're also adding some additional ground storage reservoir for additional capacity there at the plant.
Water sources in this situation are all shallow wells?
Big Sioux Aquifer, yep.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gennard?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Soho?
Aye. Motion carried.
Our next request is from Kingbrook Rural Water System. On March 25th, 2021, Kingbrook Rural Water System was awarded a $360,000 drinking water state revolving fund loan. This project was to make improvements to the Carthage Water Tower. Staff recommendation is to award a $108,000 ARPA grant for the Water Tower Improvements Project. We have representatives from Kingbrook on the line. Now is your opportunity to speak.
Hello, this is Logan Smith here with DGR Engineering. Jolene may or may not be on the call here today. but just wanted to reiterate our appreciativeness of the consideration for this project here. It'll be a vital project to get the city of Carthage's tower up and functional for them to continue operating that tower for years to come. So it's recoding the interior, the exterior, and doing some other miscellaneous improvements to their tower there. So any questions that you have, we're here, happy to answer.
Yes, I have a question. This King Brook Rural Water System, is that the same one that's hooked in with Joint Wellfield?
That's correct.
So isn't that double counting?
So, I mean, we looked at the amount of funds that each system was eligible for. Joint Wellfield actually received funding, and King Brook in April even. When you look at their population thresholds and what the allowable amount of funding was, they are still under those limitations, so that's why we reached out to them and offered them the ability to come in for this additional ARPA grant funding. So they're not double dipping. This is a separate project, but it's part of an overall system.
It's a separate project, but it's part of Joint Wellfield?
No, it's part of King Brook. Joint Wellfield is its own separate entity, but when we looked at the overall amount of ARPA maximum project size that the board would provide subsidy to under Senate Bill 62, Joint Wellfield, King Brook, and Brookings Dual's request do not equal their maximum size allowance.
Understand that. But King Brook is a water system. You can't take part of it here and part of it and put in another corporation, Joint Wellfield gets part of King Brook and then...
Joint Wellfield doesn't have part of King Brook. They are a totally separate entity. King Brook and Brookings Dual purchase water from Joint Wellfield.
Okay.
That's how the ownership structure is. They jointly manage it, but it is a legal separate entity that both of the rural water systems purchase the water from.
So it's not the actual pipelines facility that it's the water that's purchased by one from the other.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Andy. That helped clear up a lot of questions. Appreciate
that.
Welcome. I appreciate that, so thank you very much. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation with a water tower improvement in King Brook?
So moved, Gunner.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
Mr. Chairman, Jones will abstain.
Noted. Thank you. All in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunner?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Oh.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, our next application request is from Lake Norden. On March 25th, 2021, the City of Lake Norden was awarded a $2,019,000 drinking water state revolving fund loan. The project was to construct a new water tower. Staff recommendation is to award a $652,463 ARPA grant for the water tower construction project. If there are representatives from Lake Norden on the line, now is your chance to speak.
I don't believe anybody from Lake Norden is on. Is there?
Not that I'm aware of, Greg, so go ahead.
Okay. Greg Jorgensen with Banner Associates. We appreciate your consideration of funding this project. It's critical for the city. They actually run about 1 million gallons a day through their system, and they only have about 500,000 gallon tank currently, and with industry in town they can draw that down fairly quick, so just for some redundancy and some additional reliability in the system, we appreciate your consideration of this project.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation for the water tower.
So move, Adam.
Second, Gunert. And I've got a question.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
Yes, I have one. In the letter that I'm reading here, the actual request was in an attachment. Is that correct?
Correct. I think this one, the letter, was slightly misstated. The attachment was in a resolution requesting the combined total of their local contribution of ARPA plus a dollar amount that we had identified at the 30% level of that $2,019,000. So I do apologize for that. I overlooked this one. That's my fault.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Jones?
Abstain.
Oh, sorry. Newman?
Aye.
Joholt?
Aye. Motion carried.
All right, our next is two requests from Lennox for both a clean water and a drinking water request. On June 24th, 2021, the City of Lennox was awarded a $2,299,000 clean water SRF loan and a $510,000 consolidated grant for wastewater improvements and an $868,000 drinking water SRF loan. The projects as a whole were to make improvements to water, sanitary, and storm sewer piping along Boynton Avenue. So this is for two separate projects and grants. We will again need two board actions for approval. First recommendation would be to award a $480,400 ARPA grant for the drinking water improvements project. And the second recommendation is to award a $1,172,251 ARPA grant for the sanitary and storm sewer improvements project. There are representatives on the line from Lennox. Now it's your chance to speak.
Good afternoon, board members. I'm Nate Bannerflot, city administrator here in Lennox. Thank you in advance for considering this request. This Boynton Avenue work is incredibly important in town. It's one of our busiest streets here in town with some aging water and sewer infrastructure and certainly subpar drainage along one of our most heavily used streets. It's got significant community support, and every dollar we can bring those loans down with additional funds helps reduce that eventual surcharge to our customers. So we appreciate the board's past and continued support of our efforts, and we'll await your decision. Thank you.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation on the clean water portion.
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Gunnert.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any question or comment? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Joholt?
Aye. Motion carried. Now we're following up with a motion for the wastewater portion of the recommendation. Do we have a motion?
So move, Adam.
So move, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Joholt?
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, next we have a request from Salem. On June 24th, 2021, City of Salem was awarded an $847,000 Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan. This project was to make storm sewer improvements. Staff's recommendation is to award a $370,293 ARPA grant for the storm sewer improvements project. If there's anybody on the line from Salem, now is your opportunity to speak.
Hello, this is Trent Bruce with DGR Engineering, and on behalf of the City of Salem and its residents, I just want to say thank you for your consideration for this project and what is a critical project for their storm sewer system that runs through town and replaces an old dilapidated system in the center of town for them. Pending any questions of the board, again, would like to say thanks for your consideration.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation with storm sewer system.
So moved, Gunnar.
Move, Newman.
It's been a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Joholt?
Aye. Motion carries.
Our next request is from Sioux Falls. On November 4th, 2021, City of Sioux Falls was awarded a $123 million Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan. This project was to make improvements and expand capacity at the water reclamation facility. Staff recommendation is to award a $41,900,000 ARPA grant for the wastewater treatment upgrades project. I believe we have representatives from Sioux Falls, and now is your opportunity to speak.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you. On behalf of the City of Sioux Falls, we are very grateful for our consideration of these fundings. Also wanted to just take a moment and say thank you to the DNR staff, Andy Brules and his team, for just being available to answer questions and guide us through the process. Certainly has been very helpful through this whole funding piece. Where we're at with the project, this plant was built about 40 years ago, major rehabilitation of the existing plant. Then we're also increasing the capacity of the plant by about 50% from 21 million gallons to about 30 million gallons. Approximately 95% of the work has been bid out. Some minor prep work has started with construction to begin really in earnest in the next couple weeks. Of interest, I think, to this group and myself, we had a groundbreaking ceremony on May 3rd in which about 150 people attended, ranging from folks from adjacent municipalities, local legislators, council representatives, our mayor and Secretary Roberts, and most importantly, folks from the public. And so it really was a tip to me on how important and how well this project is being followed by people in this area. So with that, I'd certainly be happy to answer any questions you may have.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation for the wastewater expansion for Sioux Falls.
So move, Adam.
Second, Unirk.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Unirk?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanny?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Soul?
Aye. Motion carried.
Play musical chairs.
Sorry. And Jackie's not here.
All right. Move on to our next request, which is from T. On March 25th, 2021, City of T was awarded an $8,394,000 Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan. This project was to connect its wastewater treatment system to the City of Sioux Falls. Staff recommendation is to award a $3,694,231 ARPA grant for the wastewater regionalization project. Do we have any representatives from T on the line today?
This is Dan Zolkowski, City Administrator in T. First of all, I'd like to thank the board for its consideration. This project has been something we've been working on the last 3 or 4 years, and it's hopefully going to happen this year. It is really important to our community, actually our ratepayers, to regionalize, then actually own and build a brand new facility. This would be replacing a stabilization system, wastewater system, that is 20 years overdue. So again, we appreciate the consideration. Thank you.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Unirk.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Soho?
Aye. Motion carries.
Our final request is from Watertown. On March 25th, 2021, City of Watertown was awarded a $2,500,000 Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan. This project was to replace its primary clarifier at the wastewater treatment facility. Staff recommendation is to award a $750,000 ARPA grant for the wastewater treatment improvements project. If there's anybody on the line from Watertown, now is your chance to speak. Looks like they may not have had anybody, or they may be experiencing a little difficulty. We have that once in a while. So,
we have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So move, Jones.
Second, Adam.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any question or comment? I have a question. What did you say was the purpose of it was?
They were replacing their primary clarifier at the wastewater treatment facility.
All in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Gunnerg.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Sohol.
Aye. Motion carried. All right. Item number 7. Funding applications deferred from April 12, 13. Mike.
Chairman Sohol, members of the board. As the title indicates, we had several applications that were submitted by the January 1st, 2022 deadline, and those were deferred by the board at the April meeting. These were deferred for a variety of reasons. Some of them, the projects were very large and they would have been very expensive, and we gave these communities a chance to re-scope their project. A couple of the projects thought maybe the request was a little too low based on the rising costs of things, so they asked to be deferred. So by rule, the board has 120 days to take action on deferred applications. We know that there's a couple out there yet that have not contacted us, so those will maybe taken up at the June meeting. I would note that we have several of these. There's both a water project and a wastewater project. I will present both components and then let the community speak on their behalf if they're there, and then the board would have to take two actions for these. So there's the housekeeping taken care of, so we'll move on. The first application is from Box Elder. Box Elder requested funding to replace sanitary sewer lines on Box Elder Road and Highway 14/16 and install new sanitary sewer in the 151st Street expansion area. This will involve approximately 26,500 feet of old lines being replaced and another 16,500 feet of new lines being installed. Total project amount is $5.8 million. Box Elder is requesting $4 million, and they are putting $1.8 million of their local ARPA funds towards the project. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,540,000 clean water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years and a $2,460,000 ARPA grant. Box Elder is pledging a project surcharge. Current rates in Box Elder are $48.82 based on 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $2.60 is needed for repayment of the loan, bringing overall rates to $51.42. This award would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And if we have representatives from Box Elder that would like to speak, please do so.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chairman Sohol, Mr. Brules and staff and members of the board. My name is Rob Tim. I'm the grant writer administrator for the city of Box Elder. And if any of you have driven by Box Elder at any time in the last month or so, or even several months, you've seen a lot of dirt being moved. And Box Elder, according to the 2020 census, is the fastest growing city in South Dakota with a population of over 10,000. And so our 2020 census shows that we're 11,746 folks. That's 50.5% increase over 2010 and a 313% increase over 2000. Based on our growth patterns we're looking at with our building permits, our conservative projections indicate that our city is going to grow at least by 10% each year for the next 4 to 5 years. That is prior to the B-21 mission coming here in 2024, 2026. Now, the Ellsworth Air Force Base is not included in our census figures. And so what this means is that the current personnel at Ellsworth, that's over 10,596 folks. And with the B-1, B-21 overlap, you're looking at over 14,000 people. The net change by the time it's all said and done is over 3,000 more people that are going to be stationed at Ellsworth. And what the Department of Defense is telling us is that these are just very, very conservative projections. The Highway 1416 sewer main project will help replace some aged sewer main and also expand the sewer main out to our new, potentially new high school. And the 151st wastewater collection sewer, which is going to be brand new, will open up expanded area for both residential and commercial. With that in mind, we're, like Mr. Perkovich said, the city is utilizing all of its ARPA funds for this project. We believe this project is very, very critical for the future of Box Elder. Thank you very much. Sorry I took so much time.
Thank you very much for being available this afternoon. We need two motions.
Just one motion. Only okay. One of Box Elder.
Yep. Okay, we're looking for one motion to follow staff recommendation for the city of Box Elder.
So moved, Bernhard.
Second, Bernhard.
A motion has been made and seconded. Is there any additional comment or question?
One question. For the gentleman that was on the screen, is he still around?
Here he is, yes.
My question is, what you have requested for the money and what in your description of the project, you're covering the projections of population growth for the next 5, 10, 15 years or what? How far into the future?
That, yes, sir. Well, at least that long, if not further, particularly when we're looking at the upsizing of the current mains and then the installation for the new ones. Absolutely.
So what's the answer? Yes, 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
We're hoping at least 20 to 30, sir.
20 to 30. And up by 10% every year?
Mr. Chair, yes, actually, we're seeing probably within the next 3 to 4 years a 10% increase each year.
Okay. I'm just concerned.
Then all bets are off. Who knows after that?
I'm just concerned it's not enough money but for to cover the population growth. But that's thank you for your comments, sir.
Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Dinner?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Sohol?
Aye. Motion carries.
Next two requests are from the City of Chancellor. Chancellor requested funding to replace approximately 2,000 feet of vitrified clay sewer main, 8 manholes, service lines, and install approximately 1,900 feet of storm sewer. This is phase two of a multi-year project. Total project amount is $1.4 million, and that was the amount that was requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $210,000 clean water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years, and a $1,190,000 ARPA grant. They are pledging project surcharge for repayment of the wastewater loan. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $6 is needed for repayment of the loan, bringing overall rates to $62 flat rate. This award would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Chancellor also requested funding to replace approximately 4,000 feet of cast iron water main, and this phase two work will be done in conjunction with the sewer project. Total project amount is $1.3 million, and that is the amount that was requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $195,000 drinking water SRF loan at 1.85% for 30 years and a $1,105,000 ARPA grant. Chancellor has pledged project surcharge. Current rates are $59 based on 5,000 gallons. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $6.05 is needed for repayment of the loan, bringing overall rates to $65.05 based on 5,000 gallons usage. This award would also be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And if we have representatives from Chancellor, here's your opportunity to speak.
Hello, once again, Trent Bruce with DGR Engineering. Thank you once again for considering this request and for your staff working with the Town of Chancellor to find a funding package that would work to fit their project needs. Town of Chancellor's growing and has some dilapidated infrastructure beneath their roads, and this project will be very beneficial to moving forward with the second phase of their infrastructure improvements. Penny, any questions from the board? I just would like to say thank you once again for your consideration for this funding.
Very good. We're looking for a motion from the staff to follow staff recommendation.
Wastewater side first.
Wastewater.
Yep.
So move, Adam.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Sohol?
Aye. Motion carried. Now we're looking for a follow-up motion from the staff to follow, from the board to follow staff recommendation on the wastewater side.
Water.
Wastewater side.
Just water.
Water side.
Just water.
On the water side.
So moved, Bernhard.
So moved, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
I have one comment or one question. What was the increase in the monthly fee for water? I missed that.
$6.05.
$6, and that makes it up to $62.
$65.05. Yep.
And then for the one we just passed?
The wastewater was a surcharge of $6, bringing it to $62. On the water, it was a $6.05 surcharge, bringing overall rates to
$65.05. Thank you.
We have a motion, a second. Question? All in favor with an aye. Opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Bernard?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanning? Oh, sorry. Gosh. Newman?
Aye.
Sohol.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next two applications are from Hudson. This community requested funding for phase one of a multi-year project to replace aging vitrified clay sanitary sewer lines, and this will involve replacing approximately 3,100 feet. Total project amount is $1,678,000. The amount requested was $1,378,000. And with the other $300,000 coming from a DOT community access grant. Staff recommendation is to award a $656,180 clean water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years and a $721,820 ARPA grant. Hudson is pledging a project surcharge towards repayment of the loan. Current rates are $59 flat rate. A surcharge of $15.90 is needed for repayment of the loan. However, staff analysis indicates the rates can be restructured and the existing rate of $59 would be sufficient for repayment of the debt and operation of the wastewater utility. This award would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Hudson also requested funding to make improvements to its water system. Improvements include replacing the hydro pneumatic water tanks with a 50,000 gallon ground storage tank and a booster station, replacing approximately 1,700 feet of water main and install an additional 6,000 feet of line for looping. Total project amount is $2,161,000. They are requesting $1,799,305, with the other funding coming from, again, $300,000 DOT Community Access Grant and $61,695,000 of the community's local ARPA funds. Staff recommendation is to award an $831,649 drinking water SRF loan at 1.625% for 30 years and a $967,656 ARPA grant. A project surcharge has been pledged for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $45 based on 5,000 gallons usage. A surcharge of $19.50 is needed for repayment of the loan. However, staff analysis indicates rates can be restructured and rates of 60-25 would be sufficient for repayment of debt and the operation of the water utility. This award is also contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And if we have representatives from Hudson who would like to speak, please do so.
Well, this is Ryan Shirax with Stockwell Engineers speaking on behalf of the town of Hudson. I'd just like to say thank you for your consideration for funding this project.
Thank you for being available. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation for the wastewater collection system.
So moved, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Sobel.
Aye. Motion carried. Now we're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the water system tanks and main lines.
So move, Newman.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question?
Question. Do we have somebody?
We have their engineer, yes.
The question is, obviously, when I read, you don't have any elevation difference in the area. I'm worried about you're going to bury a tank, fill it full, and you're going to pump the water out to the consumers, rather than have an overhead, some sort of an overhead device tank. Is that correct?
Yes.
Noel, how did you come to the conclusion to put a tank underground as compared to an overhead tank?
It was a discussion with city staff, with the town, and their overall preference.
Would there be a cost differential too on that, a cost?
Yeah, we figured the cost for a ground storage tank would be a cheaper alternative.
Any additional comment or question?
Jones will abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Noted. All in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Sobel.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next application is from Joint Wellfield. Andy discussed this a little bit, but Joint Wellfield received a $5,523,000 loan in March to make improvements to, or in March of 2021, to make improvements to the water treatment plant and construct a new 1.2 million gallon ground storage reservoir. Bids came in higher than estimated, so Joint Wellfield submitted an application by the January 1st, 2022 deadline to cover the shortfall. The request was for $650,000. This application was deferred at the April meeting because of our commitment to provide ARPA funds to projects that were funded last year and would receive ARPA funds at this meeting. or would have received ARPA funds in at that time. The earlier joint well field was awarded a $1,659,000 ARPA grant to fulfill our commitment to them. As a result, staff recommendation is for the board to withdraw the application from consideration. And there are people, representatives from joint well field, that I believe would substantiate that they want that application withdrawn. So if we have anyone from joint well field, here's your chance.
This is Patrick Perry with DGR Engineering and representing joint well field again. Yes, once again, thank you very much for your consideration of the grant earlier. This funding request was made after the project was bid, and we saw that we needed additional funds to cover the escalation in costs. So now with that grant funding, that'll make up that difference. And so we will be able to withdraw this request for additional loan funds.
We need a motion for this, correct?
I believe so, yes.
We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation to withdraw the funds.
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Adam.
And a motion made and second. Any comment or question? All in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Finner?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Manny? I even crossed her name off. I'm still seeing it. Newman?
Aye.
Soho?
Aye. Motion carries.
Next, we have Lake Ponset Sanitary District. Lake Ponset is requesting funding to rehabilitate several lift stations within the wastewater collection system and also correct excessive infiltration and inflow by replacing aging collection lines and deficient manholes. Total project amount is $4.6 million, and that is the amount that is being requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,809,749 clean water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years and a $2,790,251 ARPA grant. Lake Ponset is requesting a project surcharge. Current rates are a $64 flat rate. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $11.60 is needed for repayment of the loan, which would bring overall rates to $75.60. This award is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And if we have anyone from Lake Ponset that would like to speak, please do so.
This is Dennis Michael. This is Dennis Michael. I'm currently the president of the Sanitary District Board here at Lake Ponset. Just want to thank Andy and staff, as well as Pat Carey, who couldn't be with us from Banner Associates, for the work they've done in assisting. Just really appreciate for the consideration of this major maintenance project. Thank you.
Thank you for being available this afternoon. We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the wastewater system.
So move, Adam.
So move, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Dinner.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Next two applications are from North Sioux City. North Sioux City requested funding to provide wastewater infrastructure in an undeveloped parcel of land south of the current city limits and west of I-29. The project involves installing approximately 2,800 feet of collection lines, 1,200-foot trunk sewer, submersible lift station, and 2 miles of force main. Total project amount is $7,060,897. North Sioux City is requesting $6,863,000, and they are putting in $197,897 of their local ARPA funds towards the project. Staff recommendation is to award a $5,000,000 $351,110 clean water SRF loan at 2% for 20 years and a $1,511,890 ARPA grant. North Sioux City has pledged system revenues for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $34.20 based on 5,000 gallons usage, and staff analysis indicates that coverage of 161% would be available for debt service at the current rates. This award would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. North Sioux City also requested funding to make improvements to the Streeter Drive Water Treatment Plant. This will involve updating the chemical feed, electrical, and other systems to increase capacity and provide redundancy to the system. Other improvements will increase aeration, detention, filtration, and backwash capacity to improve the system. Total project amount is $7,651,000. North Sioux City has requested $7,351,000 and is putting $300,000 of its local ARPA towards the water project. Staff recommendation is to award a $5,627,193 drinking water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years and a $1,723,807 ARPA grant. Community is pledging system revenues. Current rates are $24 based on 5,000 gallons usage, and staff analysis indicates these rates will provide 170% coverage. This award would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. And if we have representatives from North Sioux City on the line, please go ahead.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, my name is Dane Ectum with Stockwell Engineers. On behalf of North Sioux City, we'd like to thank you for your consideration for both the clean water and drinking water applications. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you for being available. We're looking for two motions. The first is for the Southwest Sewer Basin Lift Station and Collection Lines. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Ginnerick.
Second, Bernhard.
It's been a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Gernhardt.
Aye.
Ginner.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Soho.
Aye. Motion carried. Second motion we're looking for is for the improvements at the water treatment plant. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Ginner. Second, Adam.
There's been a motion and a second. Is there an additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Ginner.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye. Aye.
Soho.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have Northville. This community is requesting funding to replace water meters, construct a 40,000 gallon above ground storage tank and pump house, and loop lines on two blocks to increase pressure and improve water quality. Total project amount is $1,250,250. The amount being requested is $1,224,320, and Northville is putting $25,930 of its local ARPA funds towards the project. Staff recommendation is to award a $179,758 drinking water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years and a $1,044,562 ARPA grant. They are pledging a project surcharge for repayment of the loans. Current rates are $50.26 based on 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $9.95 is needed for repayment of the loan, bringing overall rates to $60.21. This award is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If we have representatives from Northville,
that would like to speak, please do so.
My name is Clayton Blatchford. I am the president of the town board. Appreciate your consideration, your assistance on our water project. This will go a long ways to eliminate a lot of the 40s, 50s, and 60s era infrastructure in our town and get us a little bit extra water to get us through the summertime. Any questions? I'd be happy to entertain them.
Thank you for being available. We have a motion to follow. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So move, Adam.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. Is there additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Sobel?
Aye. Motion carries.
Next, South Shore. South Shore is requesting funding to construct a ground storage tank and associated water lines to connect the tank to the distribution system. The total project amount is $1,635,000, and that is the amount that was requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $449,000 drinking water SRF loan at 1.875% for 30 years and a $1,186,000 ARPA grant. South Shore is pledging project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current water rates are a flat $30. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $30 is needed for repayment of the loan, but our analysis also indicated that the rates can be restructured and rates of $55 would be sufficient to repay the loan and operate the water utility. This award would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage, and contingent upon the borrower demonstrating technical, managerial, and financial capacity. There was some questions regarding that during the capacity assessment review, so we will work with the city to get that taken care of. So if there's any representatives from South Shore that would like to speak, please do so.
This is Brandon Smith with Helms & Associates. South Shore is having a little bit of difficulty getting on. We just want to thank you guys very much for your consideration, and we appreciate any assistance that you guys are able to give. So thank you.
Again, thank you for being available. We're looking for a staff recommendation. We're looking for a recommendation to follow staff. Something in the water. We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the ground storage tanks and replacement of the lines.
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Adam.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
Jones will abstain.
Noted. Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Soho?
Aye. Motion carries.
Next two applications are from T. T is proposing to expand municipal utility services to existing industrial and commercial properties in the Hagedorn Industrial Park and a rural subdivision that was recently annexed. This will require approximately 9,000 feet of sanitary sewer lines and 5,100 feet of water lines. Total wastewater project amount is $1,778,000. The amount being requested is $1,616,914, and T is putting $161,086 of its local ARPA match towards the wastewater project. Staff recommendation is to award a $946,288 clean water SRF loan at 2.1% for 30 years and a $670,626 ARPA grant. They are pledging a project surcharge. Current rates in T are a $42 flat rate for residents. A surcharge of $1.85 is needed for repayment of the loan. There will also be an additional $16.25 surcharge forthcoming to repay a loan awarded last year for a project to convey T's wastewater to the Sioux Falls Water Reclamation Facility for treatment. When considering the charge to Sioux Falls for treatment and those other surcharges, It is expected that rates in T will be $75 to $80 per month. This award would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. On the water side, the total water project amount is $1,764,000. The amount requested is $1,602,914. And T is also putting $161,086 of local ARPA match towards the water project. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,009,280 drinking water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years and a $593,634 ARPA grant. They are pledging project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current water rates are $31.80 based on 5,000 gallons usage. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $1.95 is needed for repayment of the loan, bringing overall rates to $33.75. This award would also be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And if we still have a representative from T out there and you would like to speak, please do so.
This is Dan Zukowski, again, City Administrator in T. We, again, want to thank you for your consideration on the project. This particular project is a newly annexed project. It will not only increase fire protection for that area, which is very minimal at the present time, and also be very environmental friendly. Thank you.
Again, thanks for being available this afternoon. We're looking for two motions. The first is for the wastewater sanitary lines. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve, Jones.
Second, Adam.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhardt.
Aye.
Gnerk.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Sobel.
Aye. Motion carried. Second motion we're looking for is for the municipal water system. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Gnerk.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any question or comment? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhardt.
Aye.
Gnerk.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Sobel.
Aye. Motion carried.
Last two applications are from the City of White. City of White requested funding for phase one of a project to make improvements to its wastewater collection system. This involves replacing or lining approximately 6,300 feet of sewer mains and 1,300 feet of service lines. It will also replace 16 manholes as part of the project. Total wastewater project amount is $2,567,100, and that is the amount that was requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,832,810 clean water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years and a $734,290 ARPA grant. White is pledging a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current wastewater rates are a flat $25 fee. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $30 is needed for repayment of the loan, bringing overall rates to $55. This award is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. White also requested funding for phase one of a project to make improvements to its water distribution system. This would involve replacing approximately 3,900 feet of water main and 8 fire hydrants, and the water tower will also be recoded as part of the water project. Total water project amount is $2,501,800, and that is the amount that was requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,786,189 clean water SRF loan at 1.625% for 30 years and a $715,611 ARPA grant. Project surcharge is being pledged for repayment of the loan. Current water rates in White are $45.50 based on 5,000 gallons usage. A surcharge of $27.55 is needed for repayment of the loan. However, staff analysis indicates the rates could be restructured and rates of approximately $48 would be sufficient to repay the loan and operate the water utility. This award would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And if we have representatives White available, please speak now if you wish.
Good afternoon. My name's Scott Letty with Banner Associates. On behalf of the city of White, Rachel is on the line, but ask that I speak for the city and thanking you for your consideration, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you for being available. We're looking for
You're welcome.
We're looking for two recommendations. The first is for the wastewater system improvement. Do we have a motion?
So move, Adam.
So move, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Soho?
Aye. Motion carried. Second motion we're looking for is for a motion to follow staff recommendation for the water distribution system improvement.
So move, Bernhard.
Second, Gunnert.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
Jones will abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Noted. All in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnert?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Sobel?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Moving on, item number 8.
Chairman Sohol, members of the board, we have a request for a revision to the Del Rapids Sanitary and Storm Sewer Facilities funding application. On April 12, 2022, City of Del Rapids was awarded a $2,702,300 ARPA grant and a $3,534,287 clean water SRF loan, which included, as part of that total, $346,587 for non-point source incentive rate funding. This funding package resulted in the need to establish a surcharge of $9.40 and would have taken overall rates to $71.15. I would note the ARPA grant on this project and the amount that was there was a combination. They had a drinking water request at the time, and because of their high wastewater rates, we utilized the total dollar amount towards the wastewater ARPA grant. So that's why it is a little bit higher number, and we would continue to seek to do that. On April 18, 2022, DANR received a letter from Del Rapids indicating that there was a misunderstanding regarding submitting a revised application request to include the city's local ARPA contribution on the project for $616,929. So they submitted a request and documentation to us to revise the total base project amount to $5,273,071. That always gets a little confusing when somebody puts non-point source funding in there, because it's a calculation based on the amount of the base project. And so sometimes you can never do the math to back out once we put a grant into it. So just kind of a warning here. And then they did request, again, consideration of non-point source funding and included their local ARPA allocation of $616,929. Based on this revision, DANR's recommendation for funding is to award a $2,887,379 ARPA grant and a $2,000,000 $645,080 clean water SRF loan at 1.375% for 30 years, which includes $259,388 for non-point source activities. This funding package overall would result in the need to establish a surcharge of $7.05, would take overall rates to $68.80. Staff's recommendation, the loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting two bond resolutions and the resolutions becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Staff's recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2022-75, which awarded the original Clean Water SRF loan, and award a new Clean Water SRF loan as recommended, as well as approving the first amendment to the ARPA grant agreement for the increased funds. If there are representatives from Del Rapids on the line, and certainly try and answer questions if I confuse anyone.
Hello. I'm Justin Weiland with the City of Del Rapids, and on behalf of the City of Del Rapids, I want to emphasize our thanks to both the staff and the board for your kindness in offering the reconsideration of our clean water application for our proposed Third Street project. Upon announcement of awards at the April meeting, we had the realization that we had mistakenly submitted our application, but that did not include the dedication of our allocated ARPA funds. This explanation is included in the packet in our letter. It had been our intent from the beginning of receipt of the ARPA funds that we would dedicate the $600,000 plus towards the clean water application of this project. And as good stewards of our customers and our already high rates, we felt compelled to contact the staff and make them aware of our mistake. We want to acknowledge that we realize the burden that this reapplication placed on the staff. In larger states, we might not have received a positive response or an understanding like we receive in a state like South Dakota with dedicated staff. And so we can't emphasize enough our appreciation to your understanding, and thank the staff and board for this reconsideration of our application for this important project in our community. And we also apologize, and we're committing ourselves to avoiding these mistakes in the future. So, thank you.
Thank you for being available this afternoon, and also for your comments about our staff here and the work that they do. So much appreciated. We're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation in the rescinding of Resolution 2022-75.
Move to approve, Jones.
Second, Adam.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question?
Excuse me. The motion, don't we need a motion to rescind and a motion to, and a second motion to authorize the money?
I should have included it in the full. A motion to rescind. I should have just kept going with what I was dating. I stopped too soon. It should be one motion that talks about rescinding the resolution and awarding the clean water SRF award to the new loan as recommended.
And the ARPA grant amendment for the increased amount.
Yes.
Is that right there?
That's okay. The motion.
To rescind and to include?
Yes, and to award the new one and to follow up with the, to include the ARPA. Yep.
Correct.
Okay, now we vote. We voted.
You have not moved, Jones.
We have second, Adam.
There we go. Now we're good. Now we've got a motion and a second. Now, is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnert.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Sobel.
Aye. Motion carries. Item number 9.
One, before we move on, Chairman Soholt, I'll just give you a brief recap of what was done by the board today as far as funding awards. No changes in any of the other programs, but of course we awarded a significant amount of the ARPA funds again today. The recommended awards today were $73,234,334. And so our available balance going into the June funding meeting will be just over $123 million of ARPA funding available. So just wanted to let everybody see that. And then Dr. Gnurk, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Considering what's happening with inflation and all these projects down the line, do we have money to cover all these projects out of $123 million?
I will tell you that we have enough requests to fund $123 million of brand new projects coming up here quite easily. Many of the engineers and stuff, I mean, when we saw January 1st applications came in, they came in with significant contingencies, bid unit prices that I believe they're hoping, they'll probably all shake their heads at me right now, but they're hoping that, they've penciled in high enough estimates. Will they have done that? That remains to be seen. There's probably some projects that are going to have to look to scale back. We may see some projects in that are requesting additional loan funds in the years to come. You know, a lot of our projects, kind of standard projects of line replacement, line upgrading, there's ways to scale those back fairly easily. Granted, you're having to, take care of them in future years, but to get it done with the funds that were available awarded, there's ways to do that. You know, some of the projects for larger scale improvements, joint well field as an example, that, they're treatment plant improvements. Well, the improvements are what the improvements are, and they weren't going to scale back, so they were coming in for additional loan funding. Will we see some of that? I anticipate we will. So, yeah, $123 million sounds like a massive amount of money, and I don't want to steal Mike's thunder, but we have a lot of requests coming in that will be in front of this board in June, and I believe we'll have more requests for July 1st deadline that will fully utilize all of those funds.
What I was working from is how much money we gave out in the last meeting, and say, is it 5%, 10% increase in that money that was sent out? Would that be in excess of what we have left?
Probably. For the grant money? Probably, because we sent out $1.1 billion of funding last meeting. Plus an additional, I can't remember the total for this meeting, but it's well over $100 million between grant and loans.
We're not getting ourselves into a box.
You know, it's going to be up to the applicants. We can't come up with any more grant money. The grant money is what it is. The applicants, the borrowers, are going to have to make some decisions as to how they proceed, when those projects would come in over budget.
So, what do you think, Gary?
I think the question about are we getting ourselves into a box is a legitimate question. Like you said, Andy, I mean, if the projects come in well over budget, they have to decide, okay, do we shorten the scope of the project or just what do we do with it?
Yep. Available loan funding, I believe we'll have, and the ability, if somebody comes in and says, hey, we need $300,000 more money or more loan to do it. If they're willing to take on that additional loan funding and willing to take on that additional rate increase that would result in, could we fund it? That's not a concern. It's kind of up to them, though, to determine. And that's how it's been for many years. I mean, we just usually our grant number total for a year is $20 million. And this year it's $600 million, so we have a lot more projects asking. And you are right. I mean, inflation has been extremely volatile, especially in the construction world, and it's a hard thing to anticipate. Again, the consultants I know are trying to do the best they can, but it's been tough. That's part of the reason we let those 2021 projects come back, because they didn't anticipate those increases at that time, and I don't believe they really could have. So, all right.
Okay, moving on.
Item number nine. All right. Item nine is a request from Bearview Valley Inn Water Incorporated to rescind their drinking water SRF loan C462486-01. I would note the title page listed that as loan 02. That was a mistake on our part. It was their first 01 loan. On March 25th, 2021, the board awarded a $2,058,000 drinking water SRF loan to Bear Butte Valley Water to expand its drinking water service area to connect 24 new users along Alkali Road. On April 12th, 2022, the board awarded an ARPA grant of $5,202,000 and a $1,115,500 drinking water SRF loan. This new project funding included that original Alkali Road expansion, along with work to include a new well, ground storage tank, booster station, and some additional transmission lines. It's determined by Bear Butte Valley Water Incorporated that pursuing the single larger funding package would be more advantageous and easier for project administration. System has submitted a letter requesting the board rescind the original loan that was awarded in March of 2021. Staff recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2021-49, approving the drinking water SRF loan.
Okay, we're looking for a motion to follow staff recommendation to rescind the resolution 2021-49.
So moved, Ginnert.
Second, Bernhardt.
It's been a motion and a second. Is there any additional question?
I guess I'm a little bit confused in this, which is not unusual for me, but anyway. they're asking to rescind the $2,058,000.
Correct. Yes. So when they came in and the funding that the board awarded in April, this last April 2022, was a little over a $6.3 million project. A portion of that $6.3 million was that $2 million work. They no longer need that funding because it was included in its entirety along with the additional work in that other loan.
So my question then is, if we rescind this, that amount of money, they still have money to complete for the 24?
Correct.
People, I know a lot of people along
yep.
the wall.
Yes.
And they're concerned about that.
Yep. The entirety of that connection of those 24 users, as well as the additional other work, is all within that $6.3 million project now.
Okay. So it is covered.
It is covered, yep. That was their goal all along, was just to have one larger project instead of two or three smaller ones.
Very good. Any additional comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhardt?
Aye.
Spinner?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Toholt?
Aye. Motion carried. Drew, item number 10.
Good afternoon, Chairman Johnson, members of the board. On March 25th, 2021, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded the Department of Environment and Natural Resources a $350,000 solid waste management program grant to allow the department to work with local entities as sponsors to provide grants for waste, tire, and other solid waste cleanups around South Dakota. Since March of 2021, $259,182.88 has been expended on those waste tire cleanups in South Dakota, resulting in 1,754 tons of waste tires being properly disposed. An additional $80,000 is currently obligated for a waste cleanup that is anticipated for 2022, leaving approximately $10,000 for cleanups in 2022 and 2023. The allocated funds were spent quicker than anticipated due to an increase in the volume of tires received by our partnering cleanup sites and an increased number of sponsors in total who participated in the waste tire cleanup program. The Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources is requesting the grant 2021G-SW-101 be amended to include an additional $400,000 of funds to allow the department to continue its waste tire and other solid waste cleanups throughout the state. Staff anticipates continued interest in the waste tire cleanup program in 2022 and 2023. In 2021, the tire cleanups targeted central and western South Dakota landfills as partners and counties. In 2022 and 2023, cleanups will target sponsors in southeastern and northeastern South Dakota, respectively. That being said, staff recommendation is to amend the dollar amount of Solid Waste Management Program Grant 2022-GSW-101 to include an additional $400,000 for a total grant amount of $750,000. If there are any questions, I will do my best to answer them.
So my question is, you're done with Western and Central Western South Dakota?
Each 3-year period, we go pretty much, we do the same route, have done since about 2011. We start with Southeastern South Dakota, then we go to Northeastern and Central, and then we go to West Central, Western South Dakota, and then we rotate every 3 years. So yes, for the time being, we are done with Western South Dakota. We did cleanups in Custer Fall River Landfill, Rapid City, Belle Fouche, Sully County, Hacken County, I'm forgetting a few other ones, and the obligated cleanup is in Walworth County.
So the question is, what is the advertisement to the public with regard to the location of where you bring your tires and all that? You know, I'm still looking because I've been on the board now for I don't know how many years, and every year I ask the same question. When are you going to notify me and my neighbors bringing our tires?
I know that Tyler Zettel and myself emailed you a couple times when the cleanup in Rapid City was going on. I can't speak for every project individually, but Rapid City did multiple advertisements in their paper of record. I think, I want to say about 6 times. They also had a couple radio advertisements. I believe the other landfills did something similar, at least 2 in the newspaper, a couple on the radio, you know, on their City Hall website. I think everyone had pretty good advertisement effort, and we had a ton of turnout, which is one of the reasons we need more money. Kind of a record number of tires for us. The inflation we didn't really see. We were still getting rid of tires at around $200 to $220 a ton, which was the same thing as about 2 or 3 years ago. So, yeah, the advertisement, in my opinion, is effective, and I'm sorry I didn't reach you again, but we...
Not only me, but... Okay, thank you.
I know they had a bunch of advertisement out there in Rapid City, so... Must have got our wires crossed.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion to follow the staff recommendation to increase funds for the tire collection by $400,000?
So move, Adam. Second, Gunnar.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye. Opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam.
Aye.
Bernhard.
Aye.
Gunnar.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item number 10.
11.
2324.
Yep. For our June meeting, we did receive, let's see, about 58 more funding applications. We've got 29 drinking water projects seeking funding for about $157.7 million. 26 sanitary storm sewer projects seeking or requesting $61.1 million. Excuse me. 2 solid waste applications looking for $1.13 million. 1 watershed project that's looking for a bunch of money, requesting $20 million. We also have 23 new state water plant applications in, and we expect we'll see those at least the majority of them at the September meeting. Other things that we have, we seems like we also are amending a intended use plan here and there. I would suspect we will be doing that again. We also have a small contract with the Southeast Council of Governments to do our private review of applications from private individuals for our recycling or solid waste. That contract expires, so we're going to renew that. It's not a very large contract. It's only, I believe, $5,000 or $7,000, and we very seldom use that amount. But it is very helpful for us to have that party available to do those reviews. The other big contract that we have expiring at the end of the year is our trustee, our U.S. Bank contract. And that was a three-year contract with a one-time renewal for three more years. So we are going to have to go out for a request for proposal for trustee services. So we will have an RFP in front of you in June for you to approve and allow us to release for so we can have a trustee on contract next year. I think that's all that we know of, but I'm sure there will be a few other things coming up. So, okay. Any questions from any of the staff before we go?
Perfect. We have a motion to adjourn.
So move, Adam.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, you don't need to call the vote.
Aye.
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 Thank you very much, everyone.